This is Paul Warden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking a lot about a dream and a vision that God has placed within each one of our hearts, and how God wants us to nurture this dream, nurture this vision, and make it reality. And God has given us all the tools, all the strength, all the help, all the promises that we need to make that an actuality. And we were talking last time we were together about bitter waters. How many times have we went through life and all of a sudden it just seems like everything we do just turns sour on us. Everything is just bad. It's like the Israelites out there in the wilderness. They get out there knowing what God has done for them, how God has provided for them, how God let them escape on dry ground, parted the Red Sea, but yet the first time they come to a place where they had bitter water, instead of turning to God and trusting God like we do, they started murmuring, complaining, whining, and crying. They didn't go to God first. They went to Moses and started crying and whining and complaining. Thankfully, Moses turned to God and cried out unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him how to make the bitter waters sweet. Thankfully, Moses knew that he could trust God. Moses knew that God's promises are true and fair and right. The same way with us. We know God's promises are true and faithful, and he will provide, and he will take care of us, and he will make our bitter water in life sweet if we just trust him and not whine and cry and complain. And I'm guilty of it too. I'm not picking on nobody. We're all like that. And today I'd kind of like to talk about a mixed multitude. When Israel left Egypt, the Bible notes that a mixed multitude went with them. This mixed multitude was not of Israeli descent. Most likely, they were probably residents who were unhappy with the government of Egypt. This group may have also included captives from foreign conquest who availed themselves of the opportunity to escape when Israel departed and when Israel escaped. Perhaps the plagues that had come upon Egypt may have motivated some of these people to join the exodus from the country. It didn't take long before this mixed multitude caused problems for Israel. When they received only manna to eat, despite the fact this provision was a miracle sent from God, they fell to lusting. Once again, clanging against God. It didn't take long for the Israelites to be influenced by them and to join in their murmuring. The people recalled what they called good things of Egypt. Fish, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, onions, and garlic. Really? Somehow fish and cucumbers and melons and all the garlic don't seem to make up for living in slavery, but yet there they are complaining. Yet we often look back to Egypt, desiring to embrace fleeting pleasures of the worldless world, which will enslave us. In response to their sin of murmuring, complaining, and looking back to the old life, God sent a plague, which resulted in many deaths. He also sent a flock of quail, which was consumed by the people. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people. And the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And you can read about that in Numbers chapter 11. The place where this sad event occurred was named Kibroth Hattava, meaning the graves of those who lusted. When God calls you to go forth to your destiny, be careful about the mixed multitude and the mixed people that might want to join you. Without the same call and destiny, they will only cause you trouble and bring you down. A mixed multitude that does not grasp your divine mandate will influence you negatively, just as they did in Israel.
They will murmur, and they will complain about their circumstances and problems along the way. And if you are not careful, you also will fall prey to their negativity. The mixed multitude is always looking back, good old days. You will hear this comments a lot, like, I remember when, or, this isn't the way we do things around here. Your destiny does not lie in the bondage of traditions or the past. Jesus said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And that's in Luke 9:62. Your destiny lies in your future, not in your past. God said, behold, I do a new thing. And read that in Isaiah 43:29. Try to avoid traveling the road to your destiny with a mixed multitude. Surround yourself with people of the like vision and destiny. Oh, Joe Larson, a popular professional speaker, once recalled, my friends didn't believe I could become a successful pre-speaker. So I did something about it. I went out and found some new friends. And sometimes that's what we gotta do. They may try to drag you down. They may try to discourage you. They may tell you you cannot do that, that there is no way you can make that dream a reality. Yes, it's time for you to find new friends. Trust God. He will lead you. He will show you, and He will bring them out, the good friends, to influence you and to build you up instead of tearing you down. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come before your throne in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will take this word, that you will take this teaching, and that you will bless each and every one that hears it. Father, let us know that we may have encountered bitter waters, but you are there to make it sweet. And Father, I pray that you will help us to realize we need to watch who we associate with and who we hang around with, that Father, we will be with people that will lift us up and encourage us and help us and pray for us instead of trying to tear down our dream. Father, help us to realize that and help us to know that. Father, be with each and every one of us and help us, I pray, and then encourage us and to know we can rely on your word and rely on your promises. Father, I thank you for this teaching and I thank you for the anointing on this teaching. And Father, I know you are blessing people that are hearing in this and then encouraging them. And I thank you for all of this in the wonderful, precious, mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, A Mixed Multitude. Join Paul next week as he teaches Seeing into the Invisible. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from if you're enjoying Paul's teaching. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can email Paul. His email address is paul@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's paul@ltmchrist.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.